America was created by a group of people who came together to establish opportunity for themselves and for the future. The American Athletic Conference was created to do the same. Here now to share in the American pursuit of happiness is Dan Tatora, and this is Stars and Stripes.
Welcome here to Stars and Stripes, focusing on the American Athletic Conference and only the American Athletic Conference. Every single one of the 11 football teams are here today with their head coaches in conversations that I had with the coaches one-on-one that you will only find right here on Stars and Stripes. I thank the American Athletic Conference for the opportunity to bring this audio to you, so thank you so much to them for that. You're here on WakeUpCallDT.com, or you're on your free Wake Up Call DT app, which you can put on your tablet, your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod, your cell phone, anything. Seriously, wherever is the Google Play Store, or you have an Apple product, any Apple product, you can get the free Wake Up Call DT app. Let you know really quick, to get the Wake Up Call DT app for any Apple product, instead of going to the Apple Store, you have to go straight to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt, all one word, .podbean.com/mobile. That will bring you directly to download it for all your Apple products. For anyone using the Google Play Store, you literally just have to type in Wake Up Call DT onto the Google Play search engine, and you will find it there. So Wake Up Call DT is what you search for in the Google Play Store. Thank everybody that's downloaded it. It makes your life easy. Over 400 shows. You can listen whichever one you want, whenever you want. You can pause them, come back, whatever you need to do. Full description on there of what you have for each show, so make sure that you download the app. And for everybody on WakeUpCallDT.com, thank you for coming to the hub of Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. So much here for you that you can listen to, watch, and read. And you can read everything by getting that free site press pass. So right here on WakeUpCallDT.com, you want to go to the homepage and click on free site press pass and do the very couple easy steps for you to get your free site membership. And when I say free, I mean free. You don't get bombarded with crazy emails. You don't have to pay after a certain point. It's free. If you want to read the stories that I have, the exclusives that I have that you can't find anywhere else, you have to go and you have to read on to this. If you want to get my game stories and what I'm thinking about recruiting and so much more, get the free site press pass on WakeUpCallDT.com. So that's all you need to know in general. Focusing in on the American Athletic Conference, the Stars and Stripes is here for you right now. Every coach is, all 11. You're going to hear those conversations coming up right now. First up is Mustangs head coach Tom Mason.
SMU.
How you doing today, Coach?
Good, good. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks for asking. Obviously, you know, you take a loss, but you scored more points on offense than you have in any other game this season with 28 in this last game. Just what you saw, I know you talked about Davis a little bit, what you were able to take away from maybe some offensive positives you had.
Well, you know, Matt created a lot of things, and, you know, I've always said as a defensive guy that the dual-threat quarterback causes you all sorts of problems because he can extend plays with his feet, and I thought Matt did a good job of that in that game, and I thought he threw the ball well. And first half, I thought Casey Lynch, coming back off a suspension, carried the ball and ran pretty well in there, so you know, I think that was some real positive things that we had going in a season where there's not a lot of positives. So I'm kind of happy with the way Matt's progressed, and you know, he's starting to take ownership of this offense. And once that happens, I think things can continue to get better. I mean, that offensive line was young, and you know, they continue to get better, and things are working in a positive way in that part of it.
And then as far as on the other side, you allowed the least amount of points, albeit 38 points. Are there any positives that you could see about defensively as well? You know, even though you allow almost 40 points, is there something that's growing there that you can be happy with right now?
Well, yeah, I thought our linebackers played well. You know, the four linebackers we had in the game, I thought they played well, and Hayden Greenbauer. But we didn't get, you know, we didn't get enough pressure. We had two sacks in that game, and so we didn't pressure the ball enough. And we gave up too many big plays in that game. We gave up six big plays for over 200 yards. And, you know, a lot of that's in the secondary with just one-on-one coverage. They're throwing fade routes, and we can't do that. And so, you know, I don't see a lot of positive there except, you know, maybe the play of the linebackers.
Huskies head coach Bob Diaco.
Connecticut.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Poor. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Great.
Looking at this last game, you know, kind of to go off the field a little bit, playing a team like Army, knowing the service they provide the country, obviously Veterans Day is this week, just what you can say about, you know, despite the loss, playing a team that obviously has much more that they give the country.
I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, obviously I have the deepest respect for our service men and women serving around the world and allowing us to stay and live and be free in the greatest country in the world. So,
and then as far as your team, obviously not going to a bowl game this season, but you know, you have seen some positives, have seen some development, and sometimes the ball didn't bounce your way. What are you seeing right now out of the squad as you move forward, and obviously, you know, having a bye week and having some time to look at a few things?
We get better every day. We're a bad football team. We're just way less bad than we were when I got here in December. So it was a giant mess, colossal, and now it's still a mess, but it's less of a mess, a much smaller mess.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Stars and Stripes, here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Dansetora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter. Beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have, to Job Corps that has done so much for the community, on to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To fan hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that truly with fan hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered. Half of the money that you give to buy 15 feet for free goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 feet for free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family. And that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. You're listening to Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your free Wake Up Call DT app, focusing in on the American Athletic Conference, known to you as simply the American, where America is always rising.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreisigLady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreisig Lady Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreisigLady.com is the right fit for you. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com.
Pirates leader, Ruffin McNeil.
East Carolina.
How you doing today, Coach?
Okay, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks for asking. You talked about the bye week a little bit. I know you had stated that you had some first team versus first team, ones versus ones. What were some of the big things that you were able to take from that? And do you typically like to put your ones up against your ones in practice? Is that like a normal theory for you?
Yeah, you know, it is, man. The earlier bye weeks, we didn't do quite as much. We used the majority of those in between bye week days to get short bursts of one versus ones, but more of the twos and the guys that may not have as many repetitions as the starters get, but guys we know we need to count on to develop. And still, one of the things we talk about, Dan, is having competitive depth, and we normally use it, and we did use a little bit for that, but it got down to that. And I tell you what else, Dan, we just got back to making sure we stay focused on what defines us, and that's making sure we stay dedicated to our team and stay dedicated to our vision and mission. And having a large group of guys, like you've heard me say all year, of guys who understand and believe in our values and thought process, and it helps. It makes our job easier. They really enjoy playing with each other and for each other, and so does the staff. I'm very blessed to have a great staff that feels the same way.
And then as far as one of those guys, obviously he's been successful this season, Shane Carden, but not just as a quarterback, also as a person. I know that you look at all of your guys as who they're going to be in the community as well as who they are on the field. So how would you define Shane Carden as far as how you see him?
Well, that's a great question. When we talk about dedication to the team, we're talking about embracing your role and trying and always looking for ways to make the team better, program better. We talk about defining our team. We talk about ways to keep us focused and dedicate to the vision or mission. And Shane exudes that from how he works. We have a mantra of saying, well done is better than well said. And Shane leads in that category of making sure we stay dedicated to team concept. And when your best players are your hardest workers, as well as carry your belief of what defines your program and team, it just makes, like I mentioned earlier, our jobs as coaches so much easier. And he does that on both of those venues of dedication to the team and dedication to staying focused on our mission.
And then finally, obviously, taking a recent loss, you had an opportunity to take a look at that and move forward. How have you seen the team respond to something like that? You've had a very successful season. Your losses have been very far apart. But coming at a late time in the season, how have you addressed it, and how do you feel the team has responded to it?
Well, that's another great one, by action. You know, we talked about, you can talk about the problem, or you can be problem solvers. And the team and the staff, we approached it in an attack action type process where we identify what we always have, what we need to work on, and as far as whether it was fundamental or execution or was it penalties, any of those things. And we brought officials out to practice, of course, which we normally do that, but even more during the open week, making sure we never forget that basic. And I got from Coach Dye, Pat Dye, was making sure we keep improving on basic blocking and tackling. Real simple old football, but we did that and got even more fundamental emphasis on particular groups, special team-wise, and within the special team groups, and offensively, which in the offense, whether it was an offensive line or running back or defensively up front or linebacker type, even more depth. In depth of that, but it was definitely a week of action and by the staff and by the team.
The head of the Golden Hurricane, Bill Blankenship.
Tulsa.
How you doing today, Coach?
Good, Dane. Or Dan, I'm sorry. Yeah. Had Dane on the brain there. Yeah.
That's all right. Hey, if I'm compared to him, I'm okay with that. But first win in eight games came against Southern Methodist. Just what your takeaways were. I mean, obviously SMU hasn't won a game this season, but you still, you know, got a lot from them, 28 points from them. So what can you say about this win coming at this time in the season and what you were able to take away from it?
Well, we'd really challenged our squad and to not give in to the to the noise and the negativity. I think our team had continued to hang together and play hard and continued to grow. I think they still believe in each other and themselves. And the opportunity against SMU was one that we knew both of us would relish the opportunity to get back in the win column. And so I knew we would get their best shot. And they took advantage of the bye week and really got Matt Davis geared up at quarterback, and he was a handful for us. We had a really tough time tackling him. He kept a lot of plays alive, and I think was a real difference maker for SMU. But with that, we took some body shots and still didn't succumb. I thought that we played hard to the very end, and offensively ran the ball well. Dane certainly had a big day at the quarterback position, and we threw it and caught it very well. But Zach Langer also ran for 160-plus yards, and so that tells you a little bit that felt like our offensive line was playing well, too.
And then as far as you talked about Matt Davis a little bit on the other side, between him and your quarterback, Dane, just what you were able to see from the both of them, because they both had strong days. You said it was hard to get after Davis, and then obviously your quarterback had some nice accolades coming out of this game.
Well, I think that was, again, we just struggled to tackle Davis. I mean, he just individually, made us look silly at times. I mean, his athleticism, on just the scrambles, they did have some called runs to him, certainly, and did that some and moved the chains with him. But I think most of our issues were trying to cover a good passing attack down the field, and then him have the ability to just pull it down and run. Dane, on the other hand, I think was a what I appreciate about what he brought to the table this week is a very disciplined approach in terms of being able to check at the line of scrimmage into the looks that we needed him to. A couple of the touchdown throws were audible by Dane, and so I think the thing is he's played enough now that he's beginning to see the field, and he's starting to get a confidence about him. And when he sees the matchups that he likes, he gets us into those looks.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Stars and Stripes, here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Danzatora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter. Beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have, to Job Corps, that has done so much for the community, on to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To fan hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that truly with fan hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered, half of the money that you give to buy 15 Feet for Free, goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 Feet for Free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family. And that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. You're listening to Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your free WakeUpCallDT app, focusing in on the American Athletic Conference, known to you as simply the American, where America is always rising.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, But unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Cougars master, Tony Levine.
Houston.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Great, Dan. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Obviously, with you having some extra time in the bye week, I just wanted to look at your quarterback, Greg Ward, and what you've been able to take away from him up to this point and what you really want to key in on for him, maybe some notes that you have for him moving forward.
Well, I think, a couple of things. I think he's doing a good job for us. He's definitely with his running ability, he's able to extend plays, and he's made a bunch of plays in the four games he started for us at quarterback. You know, some things we've talked about in terms of situations, and he hasn't seen some of those playing quarterback at this level, and a couple of them came up in the game Saturday afternoon. So we got to continue to work some situational football offensively. I think we've got to get back to being able to run the football to take some pressure off of having to throw it over 50 times. So, but again, in terms of how he's done in his four starts so far, I think he's done a nice job. We've gone on the road, played two of those games, two of the four games on the road. I think his demeanor and his poise has been outstanding. Again, I think his accuracy, based on his completion percentage, has been very good. And again, this was the first game since the first start against Memphis that he's turned the ball over. So we got to get back to obviously taking care of the football as well.
And you had addressed the fact that you want to take a little bit off of him, obviously, in getting the run going again. What's going on in your rushing attack to you? Is it offensive line personnel? Is it the backs? Is it a little bit of both that you feel is causing to have some issue being able to take some pressure off of Ward in that running area?
Well, and Dan, I mean, it's been probably more game by game and inconsistency than having a major problem. You know, the two games ago against South Florida, we ran the ball extremely well, and so it's a combination of a number of things. I thought Tulane did a nice job putting an extra defender down in the box to try to take away a lot of our run game and make us throw it. And we got to do a better job finishing some things up front. And I think we lost some one-on-one battles in the trenches in this last game as well. So it's a combination of a number of things. It always is, and it's a combination of a number of things when you're running the football effectively. You know, and again, two games ago we rushed for over 200 yards against a talented South Florida front, and I thought we blocked extremely well on the perimeter, and I thought we did a nice job sustaining blocks along the line of scrimmage. So. We got to get back to that. If we can run the football and be a little bit more balanced, I think it could take pressure off the quarterback position. And I think, at the end of this last game, being down by 14 points dictated a little bit at that time that we had to throw the ball, but I'd still like to come out of a game not having to feel like you have to throw it 50 times to win.
And then lastly, you're in a situation right now where you have three games to go. You only need one to become bowl eligible. Just what that means to you and to this team, if you really feel like the team is growing the way that you thought that they would, if they're ahead of schedule, behind, how do you kind of view the way that this team in all three phases has come together to put yourself in a position where most likely, you know, you'll have an opportunity to have that extra game at the end of the season.
Well, for three games leading up to the Tulane game, I thought we were really playing good football. And in the game on Saturday, again, it was some situational things, and it was probably less mistakes than people realize, but there were certainly some critical mistakes, and it starts with, you know, turning the football over. So in terms of having three games left, needing one, I mean, that's not our focus. Our focus right now is to make some improvement this week, being that it's a bye week, and then try to put a game plan together and get that installed the middle of this week to our young men so that we can execute and give ourselves a chance to win the game against Tulsa a week and a half from now.
Bearcats head, Tommy Tuberville.
Cincinnati.
Head coach, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
This East Carolina team that you're going up to face now after having that time off in the bye week, just how you define them, and obviously you've been a coach that's had a long time at the collegiate level and seen a lot of good teams. What can you say about East Carolina and what you're going into?
Yeah, Ruffin McNeil, coach there, done an excellent job of bringing athletes. He's got a lot of athletes on the team, running backs, wide receivers, very athletic quarterback, very athletic in the secondary, linebackers. Good football team. A good football team that's won a lot of games, played a very tough competition and been successful in that also. And I know they're disappointed they lost their last game on the road in some inclement weather, but I tell you, up to that point, they've been really executing well on both sides, controlled all the games that they've been in, and it'll be a tough game for us, but we're looking forward to it. It'll be a good challenge, and excited about East Carolina being in our conference. I think they bring a lot to our conference, and we're just excited about playing them over the next few years.
And then kind of going off of that, you talked about excited to have East Carolina in the conference. How would you define the American Athletic Conference as far as your competition that you have week in and week out, no matter what the records are?
Yeah, you know, it's up and down. You know, I think some teams right now are including us, or, you know, we're striving for an identity. A lot of teams have moved to different leagues and out of different leagues, into different leagues. And, you know, I don't know a lot about a lot of the teams that we're playing. You know, East Carolina, I haven't coached against them in a long time. We played down in Tulane last week. It's been a while since I coached against them. I think the time will only tell, you know, in our league about all the teams, you know, in the direction that they want to go in terms of money put into the sports and football and basketball, the two main sports. So right now, a lot of us got a lot of work to do to get to the level we want to be at. And so, again, it's just going to take time to tell, you know, about all the teams in our league.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Stars and Stripes here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Dansetora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter. Beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have to Job Corps that has done so much for the community, onto Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To fan hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that, truly, with fan hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered, half of the money that you give to buy 15 Feet for Free, goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 Feet for Free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family, and that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. You're listening to Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your free WakeUpCallDT app, focusing in on the American Athletic Conference, known to you as simply the American, where America is always rising. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreissigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
The leader of the charge of the Bulls, Willie Taggart.
South Florida.
Hey, Coach. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. In the bye week, obviously you went into that with having different quarterbacks that have played this season and just what you've seen from White and Bench. Flowers also had some time. Just what you're doing going into a game like this, what you've seen from your quarterbacks, who you expect to step up and be a leader. I know you talked about leadership at that position in the past.
All those guys, again, last week was a great week of competition, and it was good to see those guys get back to competing and going out and making plays, and each one of them made plays and did some things to make us all feel better. You know, when I say each one of them, I'm talking about Mike, Steven, and Quentin. And it was good to see, and I think we got better as a football team.
What were some of the things that stood out to you when you looked at Mike and Steven and Quentin when you said they made some plays that made you feel good? What were some of those things that they had been doing?
Well, making the throws that we asked those guys to make the right read, you know, and taking care of the football, you know, and which is something important, and then from the leadership and showing some emotion and bringing your teammates along and get it to where your teammates play for you. I thought each one of those guys showed some of that this past week. Good to see Quentin get in there and play, getting more reps than he's had in the past, and he did a great job as well.
Do you have a thought on who you'd like to see out there? I mean, is it kind of by committee right now? Are you trying to key in on one person? How does that kind of look for you?
Well, I like for a guy to come lead the football team, a guy that goes out and compete the whole game for his football team and make the play that he's capable of making. You know, I think that's what we're missing, is a guy that is not going to let this football team lose, you know, and I think each one of those guys have it. They just got to show it in practice among the teammates, and then go out and make the play on Saturdays.
Owner of this nest, Owls head coach Matt Rule.
Temple.
Hey, Coach. How you doing today?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Doing well. Hey, I know you just said that it's been so hard to get going, what you're trying to establish this season. What are some of those areas that have given you the most adversity when you're looking at what you're trying to build at Temple and knowing that it's taking some more time?
Well, I'll say this. I think we're way ahead of schedule. So I'm excited about, you know, to be, you know, 2-10 a year ago and 4-8 the year before, and you know, and to now be, you know, 5-4. And, you know, so I'm happy with where we're headed. I'm happy with where the team's headed. I think from a football standpoint, just offensively, obviously, we're not what we want to be or what we thought we would be. And so I think that's one of the main elements right now. Just haven't really, you know, had a dynamic, you know, passing threat, and have had a hard time up front on the offensive line to establish the run. So, you know, those are areas that we just have to continue to improve and get better.
As far as your quarterback, P.J. Walker, what can you say about him and what he's been trying to do? I know you talked about your receivers some guys, you know, not getting open, different things that are happening out there. Fitzpatrick, obviously a game time decision. How have you seen PJ respond to this adversity and to try and find a way to move the ball forward?
I thought he played well on Friday night. You know, disappointed with his decision on the interception. You know, we had the ball in field goal range. Our defense is playing great. There's no reason to try to force a play and make a play. That's sort of a recurring theme with him that we're trying to get past, right? We're trying to, you know, outgrow that. But I thought he moved the ball with his feet. I thought he made some great throws down the stretch in that second half that, you know, a guy jumps up and catches one of those balls and all of a sudden everything opens up. So I thought, you know, I thought he did some fantastic things in the second half. And you know, we're just going to continue to try to, you know, simplify things, not in terms of schematics, but just do the things that we're good at and you know, so that we can hopefully have a chance to get open or that we can block and allow PJ's talent to shine through.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Stars and Stripes here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life, and your free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be back in just a few moments, but before we come back, make sure you listen in to every product and service that is partnered up with Dansatora Broadcast Media to help make your life a little bit more exciting, a little bit more great, and to get you the things that you need when you need them. And you might think, hey, Dan, when am I going to need this product? But you never know when something's going to come about. And every company that I work with, from Carvel, when you need to go get an ice cream cake for an anniversary, a birthday party, wedding, anything that's going on, to Cam's Pizzeria when you have your son's birthday party, or you just want to grab a slice before the football game, to all of the other great partners that I have, Borio's Restaurant, the best seat in town when it comes to Central New York, and being able to be out on Oneida Lake, even in the winter, beautiful to watch the snowfall on an ice-covered lake, as well as the snowmobiles that go out there, and just make sure you be careful if you do something like that. But all of the partners that we have, to Job Corps that has done so much for the community, on to Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Lady, that is a company that is based in Syracuse but helps people all over the world, all throughout the United States, to give you comfortable clothing, things that you have for your business, for when you're working out, for when you're going to the gym, to when you're running, to when you're just hanging out with your kids. So many different things you can do with Dreisig Apparel and Dreisig Lady. To fan hands, you can't go to watch your favorite team play without being the loudest fan in the audience. And you can only do that truly with fan hands. You don't even have to lose your voice. All you have to do is the universal language of a fan, which is clapping your hands. Make sure you go to fanhands.com. So to all of my partners that I'm so proud to be with, including 15 Feet for Free, which is a book that Syracuse men's basketball alum Jim Lee wrote, and he's been said by Jim Boeheim to be the best shooter from 15 feet that he has ever seen. One of the best jump shooters at Syracuse in history. Jim Lee created a book, 15 Feet for Free, to help us all learn what it truly means to go out there and be able to make that free shot. Some people don't care about free throws. Some teams do. And the beauty of a free throw is it gives you an opportunity to continue to add to your team without having any defender on you. And it's downplayed sometimes, and I don't know why it is. And it's definitely not downplayed in this book, 15 Feet for Free, by Jim Lee. And it includes former NBA players as well talking about this. A lot of different quotes. Jerry McNamara, part of the book. So make sure that you check it out and see everything that Jim Lee has to offer for shooters all around the world. Make sure you get 15 Feet for Free. You can order it on AuthorHouse.com. And half of every single book that's ordered, half of the money that you give to buy 15 Feet for Free, goes to veterans, which is truly an even bigger part of what Jim Lee's trying to do. His father was a veteran. He was wounded. And so make sure, for the wounded warriors that we have out there, there is no better way to give back to anybody than to give back to those that help provide our freedom. So make sure you get 15 Feet for Free and know that your money is going to a good place. And to Honda City, speaking of going to a good place, I always feel safe in my CRV that I got at Honda City in Liverpool, New York. Make sure that you go to CuseHonda.com, check out their specials, see what they have, and understand this. No matter what price somebody else is offering you, no price is more important than the safety of you and your family, and that's what Honda gives you at Honda City, CuseHonda.com. You're listening to Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your free WakeUp Call DT app, focusing in on the American Athletic Conference, known to you as simply the American, where America is always rising.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. The head of the Stripes, Tigers head coach Justin Fuente.
Memphis.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. First and foremost, three-game winning streak. I know you said you were lucky to get out of Philadelphia with that victory coming down to the last play, but three-game winning streak, 6-3 overall. is the team currently where you had expected to be going into the season with your game plan, or are they ahead of schedule, behind? How do you kind of view the team compared to what you expected at this point?
Well, I think we're headed in the right direction. I mean, that doesn't, you know, I think our overall mindset is healthy. You know, our kids are continuing to work hard, you know, battling through adversity. And we've been behind in the last two games and found ways to find a way to win the game. You know, we've battled through guys missing time, which I'm pleased about. You know, so overall, I'd say just our mental health and our ownership of the team and continuing to push forward has been good. It's still not exactly where I'd like it to be, but, you know, I think those are continuous efforts by our coaches and our players to continue to get it to that point. You know, as far as our record, I don't know that I don't know if we're where we should be or shouldn't be or not. We're just kind of trying to have some tunnel vision here and try to prepare for each game and put our best foot forward.
And then as far as your running back, Brandon Hayes, just the journey that he's had, you talked about adversity, the journey he's had through his collegiate career and the success he's been able to give you this season, just what you can say about him, not only on the football field, but everything that he's been through up to this point.
Yeah, well, he's given us as much from a leadership standpoint and a work ethic standpoint. He's given us as much of that as he has just yards and touchdowns. You know, I think he's as valuable to us from that standpoint as anything else. He just has a fantastic work ethic. He's got great character. You know, this team and this program are very important to him. You know, I think he's still got that kind of mentality of that he's appreciative of getting a chance. And, you know, he's certainly an example of what can happen when people are prepared for their opportunity and they take advantage of it. Brandon certainly has, and he's been great for some of our young kids. We've got a lot of young kids in the program, particularly in the skill position area, and, you know, Brandon's been great with those kids and trying to set a tone for how we're going to work and, you know, kind of what's expected of you. So, you know, he's been a huge part of building this program.
Leading the Knights in their charge, head coach George O'Leary.
Central Florida.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, though.
Just having that loss right before the bye week, I know you said you focused a lot about fundamentals and on the team itself, just what you were able to maybe address coming off of a loss like that, if you took that as a teaching moment, having an extra week to really go over some of those things that you needed to fix.
Well, mistakes on the field, tackling, you know, I think missed tackles that, you know, we've been tackling very well, but I think the pursuit angle, the proper angle of pursuit was stressed, and I think foolish penalties. You can't do that, especially with down distance and understand the game and the stuff that we went over, reviewed, and put them into all those situations and understand that, hey, understand there's a down distance to this game, too, and you got to use your head as far as what you do, as far as on defense and offense, as far as, you know, throwing the ball for first downs, and, you know, it's third and 10, you throw a 2-yard route, and, you know, we don't throw you yards to, you know, run with, we throw it for first downs, and stuff that we had to improve on, Dan, that's all that, and then really the mistakes, the mental part of the game, that really is the lack of concentration.
And then as far as some of the leadership on the team, I know you and I have talked about your quarterback before, and just what you were able to take away from where he's at this season and if he is growing in a process that you expected going into the season, or maybe if he's a little bit ahead or behind schedule for you.
Well, I think, well, myself, I think he looks great one play, and I think consistency is still not where it needs to be. I think he works that, but it's not where it needs to be to have a team that's going to win consistently as far as it goes with the quarterback. You know, you watch Saturday games and everybody that's winning has a quarterback that makes plays or keeps the ball alive to make a play. And that's what he has the ability to do, but he hasn't done it as consistently as you'd like yet, which I'm sure he's young. He's going to eventually going to be there.
Riding the green wave, head coach Curtis Johnson.
Tulane.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dan. How's it going?
Doing very well. And you were talking about, obviously, you know, some of the success that you've been able to have recently with this team and some of that coming off of your quarterback and just what you've been able to see from Tanner Lee. I mean, in back-to-back games, he was 24-35, but obviously one touchdown compared to getting three in this last game made the difference. How has he grown, and is he where you need him to be right now as far as how you looked at Tanner coming into the season?
You know what, I think he's only getting better and better, and you know, I never put a limit on what he can do, but I think right now he's probably surpassing my expectation, because you know, you like to go and have a guy, a freshman come in, you like to run the ball, and you know, timely throws. Well, I thought he operated real well within the scheme of the offense, and he kind of moved the ball doing running and throwing. And we had a couple drops also, you know, and a couple guys not in the right place. But I thought he played outstanding. And, you know, and he's starting to get more command of the offense. He's starting to get, you know, better with the situations of the game. So, you know, he's probably surpassed what I expected of him.
And then when you look at this season and how the team is moving forward with Tulane, obviously 3-6, you have three games to go, so you have an opportunity to still be bowl eligible. What is the atmosphere and the environment around the team, and how are you trying to address the fact that the possibility of still getting to that extra game in the season is there for you and it's yours to take?
Well, we hadn't really talked much about that. You know, this team is so young. I don't want to have a long-sighted goal with them. It goes back to the same thing. I know our players are probably tired of hearing it, but it's one day at a time, one rep at a time. You know, I don't think anything is long-sighted with all these freshmen. You know, it's a first for everybody. It's one of those kids, the first time they ever flew on a plane, when they take another freshman offensive lineman on a game. He never flew on a plane before. So there's so many firsts, you know, at this juncture of the season. You know, it's just getting ready, prepared for Memphis, who's a tough team. Coach Fuentes, he's done a great job getting that new conference, and he's leading the conference. Those kids have bought into what he's doing, and he's doing an outstanding job. So we just got to get those guys and play them, play every down. I think we're playing hard. We got to continue to do those things. And if we do those things, we'll have a chance against this team.
Thank you for listening in to Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You can get that by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile for all Apple products, iPad, iPhone, and iPod. Once again, that's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. So make sure you go there to download it for Apple products. And for everyone using the Google Play Store, simply search Wake Up Call DT. It's all one word, Wake Up Call DT. And, of course, follow me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, YouTube.com/WakeUpCallDT, and on Twitter, @CallDT. That's CallDT. And if you forget any of those, you have the links all with their pictures. Just look for the icons on the Wake Up Call DT homepage. Right next to my picture, you'll have an icon to all of those and more, and your free site press pass to read all my stories. Make sure you go to that and simply put in a couple minutes of your time, a couple pieces of information, and that will get you the free Wake Up Call DT site press pass. So make sure you do that. Once again, this is Stars and Stripes, focusing on the American Athletic Conference, and I thank the AAC, also known as simply the American, for providing their teleconference audio for Stars and Stripes. God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.